Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com. And you never know, your letter could be the one we're reading today. It could be. You never know.
You never know. All right. That was a couple of you never know pauses that I wasn't used to. I mean, you just pause, you stop, you never know. You never go. I mean, come on now.
Just keep do your part. Rhythm.
Keep the same rhythm. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter. You
Change
never know.
Is good, nephew. Subject, she was wearing my wig with my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 6 years, and we're an open-minded couple, so we do anything to make this union work. When our sex life got stale, we decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over to join us, it didn't go as planned. She and I played around a few minutes before my husband told me that he didn't want to do it, so the lady left. It had me thinking my husband was satisfied with me, and we resumed a normal sex life. Around Christmas, my sister and her 5-year-old daughter came to stay with us after they had a small fire. I stressed that it was a small fire, and I've been ready for my sister and niece to move out of my house since mid-January. It's created tension between my sister and I. My husband always took my sister's side when we would get into it, and he told me to show some grace, so that made me suspicious. My niece and I have conversations all the time, and it's usually gibberish, but a week ago, my niece told me that her mommy took a nap with Uncle Teddy on the couch. I asked my husband, and he said it's a child's active imagination. I tried coming home early a few times to catch them, but I never did see anything. Last Sunday was different. I wasn't feeling good, so I left church early with a pounding headache, and I never expected to walk into my house and see what I saw. My sister was lounging around in my short blonde wig, and my husband was in the kitchen making mimosas. My niece was still asleep. I asked my sister why was she lying around my house in her pajamas without a robe on. She said I'm paranoid and she can't live like this, so she will be out of my house ASAP. Am I paranoid, or is this my intuition, or is my intuition always right? Come on. You know what's going on here. You know what's happening. You see it. Your sister sleeping with your husband. All the clues and the answers are right there. Your little niece even told you that they were napping on the couch together. You said your husband always takes your sister's side when you guys get into it. Your husband's got to be the stupidest man in the world. He's got to be. To do this in your house, under your roof, when you can, with the threat of you coming in at any time. I mean, what was he thinking? Well, here's what I think. I think they deserve each other. I think the good that came out of this is that your sister is moving on ASAP. She said it. And that's what you wanted anyway. As far as her wearing your blonde wig, it sounds like she wants to be you. She's already pushing up on your husband, and he's letting her. So I say, please help her pack her bag so she can get out. And your husband needs to get out too. Steve?
Well, this is a letter of, to me, sometimes you get what you ask for. It's real simple to me. The subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband. Oh, I can bet that ain't all she was wearing. Yeah. It's a lot of ways to wear. We'll get to that later on. Mm-hmm. Your husband and I have been, the letter starts off tragically. My husband and I been married 6 years. And we're an open-minded couple. Now, as soon as I read open-minded couple, I put an asterisk next to it. Because when you're an open-minded couple, that means you open to BS.
Oh.
You open to sugar honey iced tea. You open. See, one thing I know about marriage, it needs to be closed.
Amen.
It is a closed off contract between two people. And once you get into anything else, oh, it ain't good. Now, already they're an open-minded couple. So we'd do anything to make this union work. So when our sex life got stale, we decided to try a threesome. See, now, that open-mindedness that I told y'all ain't good, mm-hmm. Here we go. So after our sex life got stale, it only took 6 years now. Y'all was out of tricks in 6 years, you know. Six, you through. It's over with. Y'all decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over, now right here, when the woman, what woman? Where y'all get her from? They online? They in a catalog somewhere? How you just go get the woman? What is it, a club? Where they at? So when the woman, just like it's just like, well, you know, when the woman came over to join us, it didn't go as planned. She and I played around a few minutes before my husband told me he didn't want to do it. So the lady left. I can assure you she wasn't fine. That I can promise you.
Why? Why do you say that?
They agreed to a threesome. She came over.
Uh-huh.
Then he didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, uh-huh. He looked at her and knew he wasn't enough.
Oh.
You know, you could tell, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was watching the moves she was putting on you, and he said, oh, this is going to be too much for me. I don't want to. So the lady left.
Okay.
It had me thinking that my husband was satisfied with me, and we resumed a normal sex life. Mm-hmm. Around Christmas, my sister and her 5-year-old daughter came to stay with us, and after they had a small fire, and I stressed a small fire, I was ready for my sister and niece to move out of my house since mid-January.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget? One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband.
This lady been married 6 years to a man, and they have an open-minded couple relationship. They open-minded, which means to them, they'll do anything to make this union work. Yeah, might as well quit calling it a marriage, because that ain't what it is. When our sex life got stale after 6 years, we decided to try a threesome. I wonder who brought that conversation up. How'd that go? I don't even know how I'd go in here and start that conversation. That's why I ain't even brought it up, because they don't need it, because I don't know how to fix my mouth to say this here, because what the ramifications is going to be severe. So when the woman came over to join us, just like that, just right out of nowhere. I don't know where this woman came from. I don't know if it was through a prayer circle or y'all was having a seance. I don't know if this heifer stepped out the wall at a seance. I don't know where this woman came from. I don't know who she was. Just said, all they said, we decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over to join us, what? Didn't take no time to ding dong like she's selling Avon or something. Like she Mary Kay. Now she Mary
really
Kay.
Bothering adult. You.
Yeah. What? Wow. It didn't go as planned. She and I was fooling around a few minutes before my husband told me he didn't want to. So the lady left. Mm-hmm. It had me thinking my husband was satisfied with me. So we resumed our normal sex life. In Christmas, her sister got put out the house because of a fire, and they've been staying with her since January. And it's created some tension between her and her sister. She wants her sister out. Her sister and the little niece is over there. So when you all have tension, your husband always took my sister's side when we would get into it. And he told me, show some grace. So that made me suspicious. Why would he want me to show her some grace? My niece and I have conversations all the time, and it's usually gibberish. That depends on how old the niece is.
Five. She's five, Stephen.
Okay, she's five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but being a week ago, my niece told me that her mommy took a nap with Uncle Teddy on the couch.
Whoa.
Well, all she saw was the nap.
Uh-huh.
All she saw was the ramifications of an activity that produced a nap with Uncle Teddy. I asked my husband, and he said, it's the child's active imagination. Now, let me tell you something about five-year-old kids.
Uh-oh.
They don't imagine nothing like that.
Uh-uh.
My mom was in there laying on Uncle Teddy. She saw that. Kids just say what they saw.
Uh-huh.
She's not talking about her imaginary friend. She's talking about two actual people. My mama was in there with Uncle Teddy, laying on him, taking a nap. Then your husband says it's his active, the child's active imagination. So then she said, I tried to come home early a few times to catch him, but I never did see anything. But then last Sunday was different. I wasn't feeling so good. I left church early with a pounding headache. I never expected to walk into my house and see what I saw. Okay, here we go. Sunday afternoon. My sister was lounging around in my short blonde wig, and my husband was in the kitchen making mimosas. My man. My man. You know, they have mimosas at brunch.
It's brunch time.
That's orange juice and champagne. Said I'm easy.
What time is it?
Easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. I wanna be high, so high.
To the letter.
I wanna be free to all the things. You hear that sound, girl?
Yes, I did.
Well, I did that. I did that damn thing.
You did that. Crazy, man. Crazy.
Okay, and my niece was still asleep. I asked my sister why she was laying around my house in her pajamas without a robe on. And she said, I'm paranoid and she can't live like this. So she will be out of my house ASAP. Am I paranoid or is my intuition always right? Well, if your intuition is always right, what you write us for? Now, I normally take the man's side on this, but you in there making them damn mimosas, though. That ain't. She in there with that blonde wig on. Oh, you know. Hey. We finna role play. Yeah. Because I don't even really know how to make a mimosa. I just know it's orange juice and champagne. I'll put it together, though. I'm going to come in there with something.
That's it. You good?
Yeah.
And so, you know, they offer that on the plane all the time. I don't never like it. I don't like champagne or orange juice. So something got to be fit to pop off. Especially got that wig on. And their pajamas.
PJs, no
pajamas. Pajama ain't got no snaps on. Pajama ain't nobody last. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we finna sit up here and drink these mimosas. This
baby
nice
sleep,
ass
Steve. Brunch. Baby sleep.
Baby sleep. And we locked them in there. Because what Uncle Teddy ain't finna do is have her walk down and see them sleep on that couch no damn more. So the baby don't lock. She locked in that room.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Leave your comments. Yeah, it is what you think it is, baby. It is.
Yeah, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.